This is radiographic traffic. Is this plugged in? Here's the thing over here. I think we had a longer one before. It'll take just a moment to get some things plugged in. Okay, by popular request, earlier this week, Sunday night actually, I was involved in a car wreck driving back from Wolf Creek just outside of Durango. Nothing terribly exciting. My friend who was driving blatantly rear-ended the car in front of him. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Sprained neck from the driver in the front, but his car was totaled, and we ended up spending the night in Durango and renting a car in the morning and driving back. It's a thrilling experience. I suggest you all never try it. Okay, on to the real stuff. Has anyone ever told you that everything's been done, everything's been said before? Well, it has. But those people who did it and said it before have only laid tools for you to take and create new art with. I'm DJ Satya, and this is Remix Culture. Every Wednesday, I'm going to be encouraging you to take it back, reuse it, repurpose it, make it new. Create your own art from what's been done before. We have a two-part show for you today. First, I'm going to tell you how to take a household device and transform it into something new. Today, we're taking a cell phone and creating a personal attack deterrent device. In several easy steps, you will need a heavy metal object. The heavier, the better. A magnet works great. A phone, a screwdriver, some electrical tape, and a source of wire. I suggest stereo headphones are a likely household object. First, I'd like you to open the back panel and remove the battery. Open the panel below the battery. Examine the circuitry. This panel can be easily opened with a screwdriver. If there are no screws, simply smashing against a blunt object will suffice. Once you have the battery panel below the battery open, locate the wires which transfer power from the battery to the circuitry. They should be located just below where those gold contacts for the battery used to exist. Now I want you to take a moment and familiarize yourself with circuitry. Splice wires. Rewire things as you see fit. Arbitrarily unplug and re-solder the circuits. Experiment. Remove the antenna. Replace it backwards and forwards. It should simply screw off. If the phone has no obvious antenna, then you can ignore this last step. The deterrent device will still work. The ultimate goal is to run a current through the panels, creating as the energy flows through the circuitry so that your device can be powered. Play with this. Solder. Imagine. Create this monstrosity. Reassemble the phone. First, the panel under the battery. If it's been destroyed, you may have to piece this together with glue. Tape works well. Next, replace the battery. Make sure those gold tabs are still visible and still intact. Then, place the back panel on. Finally, I need you to take your piece of heavy metal, your magnet, whatever it happens to be, dog tags stacked together, a roll of quarters, anything heavy will work great. And I want you to tape it to your phone with duct tape, electrical tape, wrap it around multiple times. This will become the impact damage initiating trigger. Now, your device is complete. This next part is very important. In the event an attacker should attempt to confront you at home or in public, simply raise the phone, making it clear that it is not a gun and you mean no harm. Bring it to eye level and aim for your attacker's forehead. Raise the phone above your head to imply surrender. Take a deep breath and exhale slowly just before you let out your breath. Center your chi and throw the phone at the attacker as hard as you can and run like hell. The impact of the phone against his body should momentarily confuse your attacker, allowing time for a quick escape. This is a one-time use device. Do not attempt retrieval. If you are expecting multiple attackers, I suggest you take the time to make multiple devices. This is our home recipe of the week. I'll be bringing you more from time to time. Now, for the second part of our show, I want to encourage you to think outside the box. Think of things in way, forming them in new ways that they haven't been formed before. Taking what's given to you and restructuring it, reusing it, repurposing it, making it new. Today we're going to do a little piece called Remix Trivia. And I'd like to call it a backspin movie. I have with me here a clip, an iconic clip from a very well-known film that's been reversed. I'm going to play it for you backwards. And I'd like to encourage all of those of you in Boston, listening at home on the streams or here in this room with me. Baltimore, excuse me. I stand corrected. I'm remixing cities. I'd like to encourage you, if you have identified this film, to send me an email at remixtrivia@gmail.com. And next week, I'll let you know if you got it right.
Isn't it? Hey. See, do you have no then? They're back in this.
This is our movie clip of the week. Now remember, remixtrivia@gmail.com. Send me your ideas, your thoughts, if you think you know what it is. And you're right, I will be impressed. This is DJ Satya signing off for Remix Culture. Remember to take it back, reuse it, repurpose it, and make it new.